We light this candle, remembering that in God's eyes, the night is as light as the day. Good morning. My name is Avril, and I welcome all of you who are listening to this service. I very much hope that this service will offer you comfort as you participate in it, however you choose to do that. As we gather, we affirm the diversity of our community represented in age, gender, sexuality, culture, and ability. We affirm that all people are welcome and trust that you will find this to be a safe place for you to grow in God's love and the experience of a warm community. We are committed to loving God, growing together, partnering community, and sharing faith. We remember the original custodians of this land, the Wadawurrung, and ask for God's grace to join with them in being good stewards of this land, its waters, and diverse communities. God, who walks on the waters of our fears, stretching out a hand to hold us firm and telling us not to be afraid, we come to worship you in faith. God, who speaks to us in story and word, in each other and in life itself, we come to worship you in faith, for you are our God, and we are your people. Confession to God. Let us pray. Loving God, in this time of COVID-19, we know how the disciples felt. Far from shore, battered by the waves, held in place by a strong wind blowing against us. We are frightened. Not even the church, this small boat which has always sheltered us from the world's storms, is safe. Like the disciples, we are terrified. We are trying to step out in faith, but often when we begin to sink, we forget to reach for your hand, Jesus Christ, instead relying on our own strength to save us. For we are those of little faith sometimes, O God, your vulnerable and fragile people. Help us, build us up in hope and faith, that we may be true to our calling as your people, living with courage in this time of trial, and sharing your hope and peace with the world. Amen. The hand of God reaches out to save us, to forgive us, and to hold us in the rough waters of life. Take hold of that hand in faith and accept the grace of God, for it is ours today and every day, and we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. The Bible reading today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew, from chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately after the feeding of the 5,000, plus the women and children, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. Today is my last Sunday with you, so for my last ever picture book with you, I wanted to read one that would be like a warm hug, the sort of warm hug we are not able to give each other anymore. So this book is called We Are Together, and it's written by Britta Teckentrup. And if you see the video on Vimeo, you'll see that it's got cut-out pages and peep-through drawings. So it's a very lovely book. We Are Together. On our own, we're special, and we can chase our dream. But when we join up hand in hand, together we're a team. We may travel alone, free as birds in the sky, but flocking together, we soar and we fly. If storm clouds gather and we're caught in the rain, let's splash through the puddles till the sun shines again. We can change the world with the power of words. Let's all rock the boat so our voices are heard. Hear the song we sing to encourage and inspire. If we all sing together, one voice becomes a choir. Walking all together on paths as yet unknown may lead us to places that feel just like home. We're off to climb mountains, all the way to the top. Our friends keep us going. They won't let us stop. Embrace all life's colours, every shade, every hue, and life will be brighter whenever you do. When the icy wind blows and winter takes hold, your friends keep you warm, so you won't feel the cold. When life is confusing and our way seems unclear, the horizon is distant, but our friends will stay near. At the end of each day, as we watch the night fall, a million bright stars shine down on us all. If ever we're lonely, we'll just say out loud, "Let's all stand together, one big, happy crowd." The end. To remember when we hear today's gospel reading is that the people of ancient Israel did not like the sea. The book of Revelation actually offers a vision of paradise where the sea will be no more. For the people of Israel, the sea was traditionally the source of deep and threatening power, a place of danger and terror. So when the disciples in today's reading are in a boat, battered by the waves and far from land, they feel not only the immediate fear caused by their situation, but the primeval fear of chaos and the abyss inherited from their ancestors. For them, wind and waves are terrifying, and are already terrifying even before Jesus comes walking towards them on the water like a ghost. The only being with any power over this dangerous element, the sea, is God. From the very beginning of creation, when a wind from God swept over the face of the waters, God has been the one who can control the seas. This is repeated throughout the Psalms. In one of the Psalms, Psalm 33, God is the one who has gathered the waters of the sea as in a bottle. So when the gospel writers tell us of Jesus walking on the water, they're showing us that Jesus is the one who has the authority over all the powers that threaten humanity. Jesus has God's power. Matthew here is telling us a story in which Jesus is shown to have a unique relationship with God. As the disciples realize that this man who walks on the water is someone in whom they can have faith. And that leads to the second part of Matthew's story. Matthew's version is the only one that adds to this revelation of who Jesus is, the description of Peter walking on the water. Luke and Mark both have Jesus calming a storm, and Mark also tells the story of Jesus walking on the water. But it's only Matthew who gives us the extra story of Peter joining him. I love Peter's habit of jumping in first and thinking afterwards. He does it on the mountain during the Transfiguration, when he suggests to Jesus that he and James and John should build booths. And he does it when he tells Jesus that Jesus must not suffer and die. And he does it when he insists that even if everyone else deserts Jesus, he won't. And in today's story, we again see this Peter, eager and impetuous and willing to take risks before thinking about them. Why does Peter leave the boat in the first place? None of the other disciples do. They are much more sensible. None of them take the risk of that step from the battered boat into the stormy lake. Peter does so because Jesus asks him to. He has the faith to take that step out of the boat, not knowing whether or not he'll sink, but willing to obey Jesus. So there's more than one miracle in this story. Jesus not only walks on the water, Peter, rather than sitting fearfully in the boat, takes a leap of faith to join him. Peter, as so often in the Gospels, represents all of us. And he doesn't just represent us at our strongest and most faithful. Peter recognizes who Jesus is, and he obeys Jesus' command to come. He has the faith to follow Jesus. But then, as so often happens with Peter, he thinks about what he's doing. The reality of the situation strikes him. He takes his eyes off Jesus and he begins to sink. Like all of us, Peter is torn between faith and doubt, between boldness and fear, between strength and weakness. And so sinking, Peter cries out, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and catches him, saying to Peter, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Peter had the faith to step out of the boat. So why does Jesus address him as "you of little faith"? The thing we need to remember when we hear that is that all Peter needs is a little faith. Repeatedly in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus refers to his disciples as those of little faith. But he also tells them, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." That is what a little faith can do. So how could we ask for more than a little? To be of little faith is to be one of the disciples, struggling and asking questions and misunderstanding and fearing and starting all over again. It is to be within the circle of those who have glimpsed who Jesus is. It is to be like Peter, able to step out of the boat, and just as importantly, able to call for help when sinking. To be of little faith is to answer Jesus' invitation and then to allow Jesus to hold us up when we begin to sink. To be of little faith means to believe that when we do sink, Jesus will offer us his hand. Throughout the centuries, this story has been seen as an allegory, with the boat representing the church. And usually I struggle with that because if the church is this boat, then it doesn't seem to be a very safe place. We do have to acknowledge and repent that for many people, especially children, the church hasn't been a safe place. But I imagine that for most of the members of the Western Heights congregation, the church has been a place of welcome and acceptance. And that's certainly been my experience of both this congregation and of the wider church most of the time. For me, the church has been the place that has welcomed me and has encouraged and affirmed me in using my gifts. But this year, this story may be more than usually relevant because this year, the church itself isn't safe. The small boat that is a congregation has been battered by the winds of COVID-19 and is still far from safety with the wind against it. We do not know when we will again be able to hold worship services in the church building. At the moment, while I'm talking and recording, I'm not wearing a mask, but Jan and Karen and I all have our masks to wear, even in the church. We're living in such strange times, and like the disciples, like Peter, in this time of COVID-19, we often feel frightened and as though we are about to sink. And so maybe this year, more than ever, we need to hear the reassurance that this story offers us, the reassurance that Jesus is with us, and that Jesus is saying to us in our fear, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Amen. Let us pray for the church community and for the world. Loving God, we know that nothing can separate us from you. Continue to surround us with your love during this time of crisis. Be with every member of the Western Heights community. Continue to give us the courage, the patience, and the kindness we need as isolation stretches on. Reassure us that we are still gathered together through you, even when we cannot meet. We pray for all those who have kept working in the community through this crisis, all the medical staff, the emergency services workers, the supermarket employees and freight workers, and those who found new ways of working from home. We pray for all those who have lost their jobs, who are facing an uncertain future. We pray for the homeless and those in insecure housing, and for those whose homes have not been safe places during this time of lockdown. Today, we particularly remember the people of Melbourne who are now in stage 4 lockdown. We ask you to comfort and support them, to let them know that they are in our thoughts and prayers. Reassure them that even in their isolation, they are not alone. We continue to pray for those working in hospitals and aged care homes, whose work puts them in constant danger. We pray for the residents of aged care communities who are the most vulnerable to infection. We pray for their family and friends who have had to give up visiting their loved ones to keep them safe, and for those who are mourning loved ones who died too soon. We pray for our leaders, for Scott Morrison and Daniel Andrews, and for Chief Medical Officers Paul Kelly and Brett Sutton. Help them to make the best decisions as lockdowns are reintroduced and as they have to order further restrictions. Loving God, we know that we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. Help us to continue to be that one body in this difficult time. We make these prayers in the name of your Son, our Lord, Mother, and Friend, Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen."
Teach me to love with your heart of compassion. Teach me the truth.
rising of the sun until its setting, God of peace, God of justice, God of infinite mercy, remember your people. From the bleakness of war to the lavish warmth of peace, God of peace, God of justice, God of infinite mercy, remember your people. From hospital beds to the halls of power, God of peace, God of justice, God of infinite mercy, remember your people. We turn to you, God, asking that you enfold our planet in your justice, peace, and truth. Enlighten the minds of those making decisions. Melt the hearts of those inflicting cruelty upon your children. And strengthen the resolve of all who work and pray for peace and justice. And may God bless us and the peoples who share our planet. And may God hold our world and all its people in the palm of her hand. Amen.